getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hey, this is Pastor Heath Rainwater with Grace Point Northwest Church. My wife, Keona, and I pastor an amazing church in beautiful Enumclaw, Washington. It's a multi-denominational, multi-generational church. An authentic encounter with God is there every week. It's awesome. Hey, today I want to talk to you about the Bible and the simplicity of understanding how the Bible works. The reason I wanted to talk about something seemingly so simple is because a lot of people don't quite understand how to make sense or heads and tails of their Bible. So I just want to break it down for you. You know, the Bible's this big dusty book for a lot of people that sits on a shelf, and it can be rather intimidating. But you know that the Bible has actually two main parts to it. It's got an Old Testament and a New Testament. It's made up of 66 different books authored by multiple different authors. And those two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Testament really is 39 books from Genesis to Malachi. The New Testament is 27 books from Matthew to Revelation. And what they do is they divide up two different covenants or two different agreements between God and man. The Old Covenant is commonly called the Law, and the New Covenant is commonly called the Gospel or the Gospel of Grace. And these agreements are really an amazing way that God wanted to be in relationship with his people. But the law is the first part of the Bible, the Old Testament. Under the law, it's a whole list of do's and don'ts, that you have to do this, you can't do this. And if you break any one of these laws or these do's and don'ts, then you don't qualify to be in God's presence. You lose your righteousness. You're not blessed. You're going to be cursed. You're responsible for keeping all the do's and don'ts of the law. And so when we read the Old Testament and it seems like God's an angry God, it's because this covenant that was written was never supposed to be the long-term agreement or covenant between God and man. So a lot of Christians today, they live thinking that we're still under some sort of an old covenant. And the old covenant's good, and reading the Old Testament is awesome because it points to the need for a new covenant or a new agreement. It points to the need for Jesus. You know, if you live in a relationship with God where you think that church and being a Christian is all about the do's and don'ts, you're really not living in relationship with Jesus. What happened was God sent his son Jesus. Jesus came to earth, and what he did was he lived a perfect life for us. He fulfilled all the do's and don'ts of the law. You know, where before, if we broke one law, we had to carry guilt and shame, and we were called a sinner. Now Jesus came and he fulfilled the law for us, where just our faith in Jesus alone is enough to make us righteous before God. No longer a sinner and no longer a failure. I love how the Word of God says in John chapter 1, verse 17, it says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. It's just so cool, because if you're like me, lists of do's and don'ts don't work for me. The only thing that it does for me is reveals that I'm not able to keep any sort of rules and any sort of laws. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not the worst guy in the world, but I fail a lot. And my constant failure of keeping the law or being able to do good or to not sin, it always reminded me that I was a sinner. And I would read in the Old Testament and sometimes in the New, and I would interpret the New Testament to be just an extension of the Old Testament, but it's not. When you open up your Bible, the New Testament unfolds a brand new love story and a brand new agreement and covenant that God wanted to establish, which is the whole reason that Jesus came. So that we could put away an old relationship with God that was all about do's and don'ts, and instead rely on a new relationship where God loves us fully, even in our failure. That the Bible's not about do's and don'ts and rules written on stone tablets, but it's a relationship with a living God who knows you and wants to know you, and he wants you to know him. God wants a relationship with you that out of your heart, you become a brand new person and you simply want to live a life pleasing to God, not out of do's and don'ts, but because there's been a legitimate and complete change in your heart. Next time you open up your Bible, it's awesome if you want to start in Genesis, but I would encourage you to recognize that Genesis and all the way through Malachi simply points of what was going to come, a brand new and a better covenant, the new covenant. So get in there and to in the New Testament and find out what God is saying to you today.
You've been listening to Pastor Heath Rainwater of Grace Point Church in Enumclaw. For more details about the church, visit them online at gracepointnw.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.